Welcome everyone to Course Correction. My name is Sean Willett, and I am joined, as always, by Jason Herring and Melanie Woods. How are you two?
Doing pretty good, Sean.
Doing quite well.
Mm-hmm. For people that don't know, this is our podcast, our comedy podcast, ostensibly, although however funny it is I guess up to you, the listener, to suss out on your own. It's a comedy podcast where we try to develop university courses based on any topic, because as university students ourselves, we are confident that we can translate our experience into education for others, no matter what we need to teach. And we usually solicit for submissions. We usually ask you all on either Twitter or another social network to suggest to us topics. But this week, we're kind of spinning off from something that we kind of thought of last week. And Melanie and Jason, I don't know if you're fully aware of where I'm going, where I started driving this truck.
I've been thinking about this a lot.
Sean. Yeah, no, I've told people who listen to this what's coming.
So. I've consulted them.
Oh, that is good. Oh. See, this is going to be.
I have not. I missed an opportunity. We could call.
Okay. Okay. No. Let's back things up, because some people might be unaware of what we're talking about. So. This is also a fun one because we I think all have different levels of experience with this topic. I, for one, am coming at this with an outsider perspective because I don't think I've ever met one of these people. But what we're, of course, talking about is a uniquely prairie Canadian phenomena, although I don't know, they might have them in the States, known as the Furta Boys. Now, what is a Furta Boy, you may ask? A Furta Boy is a person who's from rural or near rural Alberta or Saskatchewan.
Often suburban.
Suburban's close enough to rural.
Yep.
For a Furta Boy to take root and grow.
for the seed of a Furta Boy to
be planted.
To fertilize and grow.
And germinate.
And yes.
Really recruit others to be
some,
a Furta Boy.
Some germinating Furta Boys.
And a Furta Boy is a high school aged, traditionally, a young male. From these areas of Alberta, or I think Saskatchewan. I think our Saskatchewan friends have confirmed.
I think it extends into Saskatchewan,
probably into Manitoba too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's a prairie thing.
It might be American as well, but I can't. I'm not. I don't know for sure. I'm not going to make that claim. If there are American Furta Boys, then
call in.
Get
in contact.
This is
with us.
When you're hearing this, it's live, so you can call in and change it. And a Furta Boy, named after, of course, their propensity for shouting "Furta Boys,"
as in boys.
For the boys, or for
the boys,
and doing my boys,
for my boys. The boys are, of course, referring to as I suppose the Furta Boy Nation, the Furta Boy Collective, which is
the Furta Boy Hive Mind,
which is what they all belong to. And Furta Boys, they're kind of like art. You know it when you see it. Hard to define, but you know it when you see it. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of boy who drives a pickup truck and is proud of it. The kind of boy that loves doing sick stunts, wet stunts, and cool moves in the parking lot of their high school.
Yep, such as ramming into fences repeatedly, just for fun.
That's one of the cool sick wet stunts that they do.
Yep.
They also love beer.
They do love beer.
The worse the beer, the better.
Yeah.
The worse the beer, the better. That, Co-op Gold.
Oh, worse than Co-op Gold.
Oh, no.
What's Co-op Gold?
To be fair, I guess Co-op Gold's not that bad.
Yeah, Co-op Gold's not that bad. I have come around on Co-op Gold recently.
Okay.
But that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, we'll talk about Co-op Gold.
Maybe you're just a Furta Boy, Mel.
Oh, my God. We're way too early in this podcast to start calling people Furta Boys.
Oh, my God. Jason, I'm hurt.
We're like a minute in.
Jason, why?
We're not necessarily saying that Furta Boys are all evil.
No, that's true.
I'm sure there's some Furta Boys that are productive members of society.
Yes, and some of them are, yep.
And I'm sure some of them aren't, and we're going to get to that soon, too.
We're not Furta Boys. We're coming at this conversation from a place of privilege.
We're all...
We have to acknowledge our bias.
Our Furtaboy privilege. Our non-Furtaboy privilege.
Yeah, we're non-Furtaboy splaining.
You see that Tumblr post about non-Furtaboy privilege?
Oh my god, it's blowing up. The discourse.
Yeah, it really taught me a lot.
I need to really check my non-Furtaboy privilege at the door
at
before
the door.
This conversation.
Yeah, because it can be hard to remember the difficulties that
Furtaboys the
have to go through.
You know, it's a uniquely Furtaboy life that the Furtaboys leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we got to finish up our definition here. So Furtaboys, I think we could sum it up by saying that they like three things. And Jason, what are those three things?
Three things?
Yes.
They like to wheel, they like to snipe, they like to celly.
Okay, so let's break those down really quick. What is wheel?
Wheeling is when you go up to a member of the opposite sex.
Okay. Or the same sex. I'm sure there are some gay Furtaboys.
Yeah. There are gay Furtaboys, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you flirt, and you proposition yourself for some kind of, you know, future sexual acts.
That is wheeling.
Yes.
And that comes from, I believe, wheeling and dealing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then sniping.
Sniping. Well, most Furtaboys play hockey, which is notably absent from your description.
Well, that's why I wanted to do this, because this really sums up, this really fills up the... Mm-hmm. Fills in the gaps here.
Sniping, if you're coming down the ice with some mustard and you you pick a corner on the goalie, shoot it top ched, that's a snipe.
Okay, well, you said a lot of stuff there, and let's not unpack all of it. I think from context clues we can suss out that when you do a good hockey
that's a snipe.
Shot and you shoot it in and it goes in, that's a snipe. Okay, can it also be a sexual thing?
I suppose it could be, but I haven't heard it in that context.
Okay, that's good to know.
I don't really know how the language is evolving, though.
We're a few years removed from being directly in contact with Furtaboys mm-hmm. of, like, high school. So Furtaboys have probably evolved since then.
Jason's apparently done some research. To clarify, so Melanie grew up alongside Furtaboys?
Yes.
So did Jason, but Jason's apparently also really become an expert in their culture.
I still see a few Furtaboys on the weekly.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So Jason lives among them currently. And so Jason is a resident expert.
We didn't speak about the sellying.
Okay. So there's also sellying. So again, this is wheel, snipe, and selly. What is selly? Because that's the one that's also not a word in those three.
Selly is just short form for celebrate.
Okay.
A celebration that you do either after you snipe a sick goal.
Or you successfully
wheel. So wheel, snipe, selly. The selly can be applied to either of the first two terms there.
Mm-hmm. Either way, you selly. Mm-hmm. Okay, well...
I think it's important also to acknowledge that these are not every Furtaboy fills every single trait of the Furtaboy.
But they're useful...
canon. But they're useful identification markers.
Yeah, they're useful identifiers.
For sure. But yeah, not every Furtaboy does play hockey. Some of them play lacrosse. Some of them play golf.
Lacrosse and golf are both types of hockey.
Some of them like to hit other kinds of balls with other kinds of sticks.
Yeah.
Play tennis.
So lacrosse is like air hockey, air elemental hockey.
Is hockey without a blade.
It's a coward's hockey.
One more thing about Furtaboys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They often have flow.
Sick flow.
No, flow is a word that could be used for a bunch of different things.
Flow is, you know when you don't want to get a haircut, so you just grow it some sick flow, a nice mullet.
Yeah, it's not quite a mullet, but it's just kind of there.
Okay.
It's like apply a lot of hair gel to the back of it until it looks all good and greasy, and then...
Yeah.
Okay, so just kind of like a disgusting... greasy mullet.
Yeah, and then you got a nice,
but not quite
a nice
mullet,
lettuce on your dome.
It's not really cut in the front the same way that a mullet is cut in the front.
It's just some long hair. They got long back hair.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And by back hair, I mean the hair on the back of their head.
Yeah.
They might have long back hair too. I don't know. I've never got that close and personal with a Furtaboy.
Nope.
And no. I hope never to.
Same.
I choose to keep an open mind, but well, let's continue. So of course, to really bring things back home, we are trying to come up with a course around this, a course of how to be a Furtaboy, how we can take someone who wasn't just born naturally became a Furtaboy and who wished to become a Furtaboy, how to help make that transition easier.
How to, like, assimilate into Furtaboy culture.
Mm-hmm. Imagine, okay, exchange student from upstate New York comes to live and play and go to school in Airdrie.
Prime Furtaboy habitat.
Yeah, Prime Furtaboy habitat. They want to hang out with the cool kids. They want to be a Furtaboy.
They want to wheel Snipe and Selly.
They want to wheel. They heard about it from the news, and they want to be a part of it. They heard about it from the papers, and they want to be a part of this hip new culture that's just arisen. But they don't know how do you know where to start if you just come in and you see this what seems like an inscrutable, like, kind of set of rituals and rules. We gotta make that transition easier. So So we're coming at this from a course, I think, where it's a person who's never heard of a Furtaboy before. And by the end of it, couldn't pick them out of a crowd of Furtaboys.
That flow, it just keeps going.
4 months is more than enough time to grow some sick flow.
Yes. Yep. Is this like a semester long course? Is this like a continuing education thing?
I think it's just a semester. I think anything past that is you start to study Furtaboy texts.
the key texts of Furtaboy, what's that website?
The Bro Bible
Chive,
or something
Chive,
like that?
Chive, yeah,
yeah,
Chive,
yeah, that's
Chive.
What I'm thinking
You're thinking of.
Of
Chive.
I'm thinking of Chive.
Chive is definitely the Furtaboy website.
That is exactly what I was
saying. That's a perfect, okay, for those of you in the States who are more familiar with Chivers, that is what a Furtaboy is, pretty much.
Like a rural Chiver. Yeah, yeah, that's exactly.
Rural Chiver is my least favorite Walking Dead character, and I'm glad he died.
I miss him, you know?
I wish he was still with us. But back to Furtaboys. So I'm upstate New York. That's too specific. I can come from anywhere. Mm-hmm. Be a Californian boy. I could come from Toronto. Mm-hmm. Or like middle of Calgary. It could just be me. And I go beyond the safe comforts of my sheltered city dwelling, and I want to be a Furtaboy. So I sit down in class, which I think is going to... What department is this going to be in?
I'm thinking anthro, because it's a cultural thing, right?
It is definitely
It's an
anthropology.
Thing.
And the course number, is there any specific number that's...
Well, I mean, they like the sex number.
They love the 69.
They love the sex number.
How many courses have we had that end in 69?
None so far, because I keep trying to, like...
Save it for something special?
I think it's just it can't be 201. 269. Anthro 269? Okay. That's probably already something, but
yeah.
Now it's...
Also, 269 sounds like some, like, chant the Furtaboys would have, like, 269! You know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's perfect. So, Anthro 269... How to be a Furtaboy. So your bright young student walks in, sits down. They're curious. They want to know what's all about. And in walks in a Furtaboy in a suit.
Furtaboy Prime.
Yeah, like we got to get a Furtaboy to teach this, right? Or else it's disingenuous.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think having an outsider trying to teach people how to become a mm-hmm. Furtaboy. That's almost offensive, I think.
I think about it sometimes, like, I'm all for, like, men teaching women's studies classes, for example. But it's something about it just kind of feels a little bit off. And you're like, this feels, like, weird and, like, explainy coming from you. Mm-hmm. And again, we can't non-Furtaboy explain people.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially if it's, like, a pilot project. We gotta start it off right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, who better to teach it, right? Who better to know? Okay. But the one problem is that, I don't know if any of you guys have taken second language courses. I'm sure you have. But Jason, you haven't. You're wordlessly. You've never taken like a French class or Spanish.
Oh, in junior high.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Your science life, I guess.
Yeah.
I've taken many a second language course.
I took a Spanish class I did Spanish IB in high school. Wow, I can't remember any of it. So that's what you get, kids. But I remember a Spanish teacher. He was a great guy, but like he sometimes. Almost underestimated what we don't know, mm-hmm. or like he took for granted what he knew about the Spanish language because it was hard for him to like divorce what he was so natural, which came so naturally to him, and what wouldn't come naturally to us. So in some ways, like for a language teacher, it's better to have someone who also learned that language, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe we have Jane Goodall like live with the Furtaboys. Become one of and earn their trust, totally immerse themselves in the culture, then come back and share the teachings with us. What do you guys think of that?
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of a pure Furtaboy because I think nobody can truly understand Furtaboy experience in that genuine way except one who was like who became a Furta boy without realizing it, you know? Okay. Like, if somebody goes in to consciously become a Furta boy, then their, like, conception of what a Furta boy is going to be corrupted by that, like, desire to know the exact core of being. Whereas when somebody just, like, organically evolves into a Furta boy, it's different, right?
I totally get that. I think I know a way to split the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Our lecture teacher is the guy who learned Furta boy, is teaching you the theory.
And then you have your TAs.
And then your lab teachers are Furta boys. Your TAs are Furta boys.
Yeah.
Because
that is where you get the practical, hands-on Furta boy experience.
Yeah, so they go out and pick up trucks together for labs.
Exactly.
And bang into chain link fences.
So, okay, let's explore that anecdote really quick. So, Melanie, when you went to high school, in Red Deer.
Red Deer, Alberta.
If you're Alberta, you probably know where that is. If you don't, it's like right between Calgary and Edmonton.
Yep.
And like right between.
Literally halfway.
Yeah. And that's Furta boy prime central. That's some prime cut Furta boy steak you'll find out there.
True,
some
Alberta Furta boys.
Yeah, grade A Furta boy
I heart
beef.
Alberta Furta boys.
You were saying that they, for leisure, in their spare time, they would just ram their trucks.
That's actually not a story from me. That's a story from Kate from Airdrie.
Oh,
that's an Airdrie,
Furta boys.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many of my friends of Furta boy
experience.
Yeah,
I was going to say, there are different, like, sects of Furta. I'm sure.
Sex. Get it? It sounds like sex.
Yep.
Anyway, I'm becoming a Furta boy already.
Oh, no. It's working.
It
but
is.
There are different, like, sects of Furta boys. And the thing is also, while I, like, am familiar with Furta boys and experience them, none of you know me in high school, but I was not the person that the Furta boys were trying to wheel, for example. So I was not in direct contact with a lot of them, but I watched them from afar.
Okay.
So I was never in the pickup trucks ramming against the fences.
So that was the Airdrie Furta boys.
Though there was a Furta boy who once took me in his red minivan to do donuts in the high school parking lot, except his minivan couldn't go very fast, so they were just slow. And he'd be like, and he'd be like,
I'm just really trying to really picture like a Furta boy in a red minivan.
A red Dodge minivan. He was giving me a ride home from our leadership camp.
Oh boy. He was a Furta boy leader?
He was our president.
You like your school's president?
Yeah, before me.
Before you?
That was a shift in reigns, shift in dynasties.
Yeah, like, man, that's coming off a hard... That's like a Bush to an Obama.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that was Tim.
Yeah, wow. Bush is a Furta boy, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
George
Obama
Bush
not.
Is a Furta boy.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm Obama in that analogy. That makes me feel good.
However, this is important. Jeb Bush is not a Furta boy.
No.
Jeb Bush is so not a Furta boy. Yeah, Jeb Bush stuff in the lockers.
Oh.
So I think you brought up, like, sorry, that they were not trying to wheel you?
No, I wasn't the target of wheeling, I will say.
Okay, then let's just go through the three principles in order. Mm-hmm. And we'll address all of them.
Yeah,
okay?
I think that's fair.
And I think that's how the class would have to go, too. There's three units.
Mm-hmm.
First unit is wheel.
Yeah.
So
in wheeling, and this is going to come from a certain Furta boy viewpoint, and this is not necessarily politically correct, in the sense of what kind of girls are they supposed to be wheeling, which is a bad approach to take, but it is the true Furta boy approach to take.
Okay,
so I'm conflicted here.
I would say we only lightly graze this topic.
Yeah.
A Furta boy would, I assume, wheel the exact type of... I think they just go off of, like, pure what they think is the most attractive person, right?
Yeah. They only go for nines and tens.
They only go for nines and
tens. And their vocab.
And they're, I assume they have a very traditional view of what is, like, a very, like, societal view of what is and is not attractive. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I think that's the best way we can go about saying that they try to go after, like, exactly the kind of women you think a Furta boy would go after, I assume.
Yeah.
How successful are they usually?
Well, another terrible thing that Furta boys often did, and this is a story of Airdrie Furta boys, not my Furta boys again, but I did hear rumors of my Furta boys doing this, is that they will drive a girl out into the country in their pickup truck and say that she's not going to be coming back into the city unless she has sex with him. So that's awful and terrible.
We should not be teaching anyone.
And we should not be teaching
that
at all.
We should teach the Furta boys how to be respectful towards women.
Yeah, I was going to say, the problem is this course is going to take a very dark turn if we go to the true, purest form of Furta boy culture.
I think we're starting to split hairs here, because here's the thing. Of course I don't want to teach anyone to do sexual assaults.
Thanks. That's the right opinion
but
to have.
How core to being a Furta boy is that?
I think you can be a furtive boy while still, like, taking no for an answer.
Well, they're
like,
while not being a monster?
Yeah, you can, like, I'm sure they're persistent. I'm sure that they're very, I've seen them be very crude when they try to pick up women.
But you don't have to be a rapist.
But you don't have to be a rapist.
Nope. Okay. All right.
That's, yes.
Then we will not teach that.
we will teach consent in our furtive boy class.
I think it's important during the lecture to say that some furtive boys do this, but then explicitly... Yeah.
Because you are educating on furtive boy culture.
Yeah.
But you should not be instructing people to do that.
Yes. I think that's fair. I think that, yeah, it's like teaching like old theories in science. Like, this is what people used to believe.
It's bad.
Yeah, exactly. We'll try to really hammer home
that
point.
Yeah, it could be like a history thing too, you know? Like,
Now, history, some bad things in history, but that doesn't mean we got to do them again.
Yeah, these are the furtive boys of yesterday. The furtive boys of tomorrow respect people.
That's true. Another, or at least the very baseline, just don't, like, be sexual predators.
Another thing quickly to add about the type of woman who furtive boys pursue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of high school age girls like to are very attracted to furtive boys, are very attractive to hockey boys. It's not always the wheeling coming directly from the furtive boy.
There is reverse wheeling going on. That's true. Furtive boys are appealing to people who are attracted to that.
These women are often called by the, I think it's a derogatory term, puck bunnies.
Yeah, that's a very derogatory term.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
bad. It's very bad.
Did you have to think about whether that was derogatory?
Because it basically insinuates that, like, it's the equivalent of Playboy bunnies.
Which are, like, sexualized women,
who
right?
Yeah. Are after hockey players.
Yeah, so it's just like they're like bimbos who only care about hockey players.
Which is awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
But again, we teach them that.
Yeah,
because...
but I mean, there are plenty of guys I know who like made the dub and they just got...
Okay.
The girls were all over.
Oh my God.
Do
the
not
rebels.
Know what the hell you just said.
The WHL.
So that's the Western Hockey League. That's like, so there's the NHL. The WHL is kind of the feeder for the NHL. So it's high school level.
So it's like the farm teams for the NHL.
No.
It's the junior league where
people
are selected from drafts, people who play in like the prairies.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, for example, in my high school, Ryan Nugent Hopkins is a popular hockey player, perhaps. And he probably was a furtive boy, actually, now that I think about it.
I imagine Nugent Hopkins was a furtive boy. He was a first overall pick a few years back.
For which team?
Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah. Okay.
And Matt Dumba, who now plays for the Minnesota Wild, was also in my high school and probably also...
A bad thing happened to Matt Dumba yesterday.
What happened?
In the world, Matt Dumba was playing, and he gave away the puck to Hungary. It was Canada versus Hungary. And Hungary scored a goal, and it was the first goal Hungary had scored against Canada in like 78 years.
Matt Dumba, you piece of shit.
Oh. I hope he's not listening to this.
Matt Dumba's not listening to this.
Yeah, Matt Dumba has better things to do.
he's very rich.
Yeah,
I know.
Being a furtive boy can pay off.
He cheated off me in math class.
There you have it. So are they usually successful with their wheeling then?
I would say maybe a 80% success rate.
Okay, what non-terrible tactics do they use to try to wheel? Like, what can we impart to these kids?
Bad pickup lines,
okay.
Bad pickup lines, I would say like... I don't want to say catcalling, but when you're in your truck with the window down,
and you whistle,
can you do it without catcalling?
That's
bad. Again, the deeper we get into this, I realize that
we have to decide. Yeah, we draw the line at like the horrible sexual assault thing, but we got to teach the terrible parts of being a furtive boy.
Yeah, but also like, didn't you say that there are some furtive boys who are productive members of society?
Well,
there are some furtive boys who don't catcall, right?
I think if you were to shed everything that makes a furtive boy inherently distasteful, you are no longer a furtive boy. Then you're just a guy who plays hockey.
Yeah, we also haven't gotten to cruising for the pussy.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Why don't we talk about cruising for
that,
the
that
puss?
That definitely falls well inside wheel. So puss means pussy.
it's sex ed time with Sean.
Really earning our E rating, our explicit rating on iTunes here.
Do we have an explicit rating on iTunes?
Yes. Yes, we do. And that started when Jason said shit in our first episode, and I didn't want to edit it out. I didn't want to ruin the artistic integrity.
And now here is Cruising for the Puss.
Here's Cruising for the Puss. So Cruising for the Puss, as in Cruising for the Pussy, as in Cruising for a vagina.
For a woman's genitalia.
Yeah, the vagina of a woman.
Or somebody who happens to have a vagina.
I think they're probably...
But they're going
I'm talking for a Furta boy.
For a Furta boy.
I don't think a Furta boy is going to be super open-minded in terms of their conception of gender. I don't know, but like I'm really just painting with broad strokes here.
I have a feeling Furta boys reinforce the gender binary.
Yeah, that's why strongly. I really struggled to try to picture a gay Furta boy, although I'm sure they do exist.
I think the problem is there are closeted Furta boys out there.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment for the closeted Furta boys. I hope they're okay.
Me too. All right, that's okay. Long enough. So they do cruise for the puss.
Yeah.
So, Jason, what can you tell us about cruising for the puss?
Oh, boy. I mean, that's really the goal, isn't it? Like every waking minute, I think that's what most Furta boys are thinking about.
They are cruising.
So cruising is less of like an actual act and more of like a state of mind.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lifestyle.
So you were. Okay, I get what you mean. It's hard to come up with a metaphor.
I think part of why this cruising is so like a constant and it's always there, mm-hmm. is because Furta boys are prone to a lot of scorn and mockery from other Furta boys if they don't successfully wheel.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of societal Furta boy pressure on them.
It's a sort of honor thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to have sex with enough people or else you are dishonorable. You're bringing dishonor to your Furta boy sect.
Yeah, they're like sharks. If they stop cruising, they die.
Oh my, then you stop becoming a Furta boy. You're kicked out.
It's like the Keanu Reeves movie Speed.
where holy
the cruising
hell.
For the bus goes below 50 miles per hour, a bomb blows up.
Oh my god, of course. That's perfect.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's funny because buses can be described as cruising. I think we know wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
we've touched on sniping a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So again, we said the crude pickup lines. So in the labs, we got crude pickup lines. We got catcalling. What else we got? I guess that's pretty much what you got, huh?
Yeah. I also like just the honor system kind of in place behind it. So maybe like prospective Furta boys should know the culture that they are entering into, the expectation that they are cruising for the puss, which I hate saying every time I say that. But
yes, and you got to learn that like... To maintain your status as a Furta boy, you do have to have sex a certain amount.
Is there a log?
Does everyone have like a shared Google calendar?
here's what we forgot about. We forgot the whole like presence of social media in the wheeling aspect of the Furta boys' life.
Oh, tell me all about this, Jason.
Well, I would say the main aspect is soliciting nudes off girls on Snapchat.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would say the number one app of choice for communicating from Furta boys to girls, not Snapchat actually, is Kick.
Oh, you got Kick?
Holy shit! I almost choked. I was taking a drink of water and it almost killed me.
Kick.
Yep.
Kick. Now in 2016?
In 2016, sure.
Holy hell! That is confirmed. A hand basket Kick.
You got Kick?
You got Kick? Okay. Oh, Snapchat and Kick.
Honestly, just the youths these days love Snapchat.
They both have the perception, the like false impression that they're
temporary.
Anonymous, temporary, private.
Which are all lies.
Yeah.
Like,
I hope we don't have to tell you this, listener, but don't do that. Don't send anything. Don't use the internet to send things like that. It may seem like a good idea at the time, but it probably never is. Like, not to shame anyone who does that, but like if you are not a professional person that like shares nude pictures of your body, like use some encryption at least. Like do something. Email
kick,
at the very least.
Not kick. Like, yeah, I think they're under the assumption that Kick is actually safer than texting. But more importantly, the Kick is like safer from like parents and things than texting, I think is the thing.
Yeah.
A lot of them are on like family phone plans and think, and, like, you may like
I get that.
Like I know in my family phone plan that my parents can't like get to my texts or whether not that I'm doing anything bad on there. But the youths think that are worried that could potentially happen, so they go to Kick instead.
And you can always delete Kick off your phone, then it's gone.
It's gone forever.
And then your mom can't find it.
That's how it works, right? When you delete something off your phone, it's gone off the internet forever.
Yeah, that's how it works. No one ever keeps anything.
No, and nobody ever screenshots things, ever.
No. Why would they?
Kick is, like, built so you can't screenshot things, actually.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to continue the...
Is that what people genuinely think?
Probably.
I think so. But the advent of social media has added a whole new... It's a whole new paradigm for...
Okay. That will have to be definitely a part of... of the wheel subject. Okay, but we've spent a long time on wheel.
Yeah.
Let's go to snipe. So I guess you got to be good at hockey to be a Ferta boy,
Be good at hockey or an equivalent sport, I'd say.
Which, again, is golf and lacrosse.
Lacrosse.
See, I feel like if you played any sort of contact-based sport.
I think there are baseball Ferta boys.
Baseball Ferta boys, for sure. Well,
there's still some sort of bludgeon.
Football Ferta boys.
I don't know about football Ferta boys.
Okay. As somebody who recently watched the entire first season of Friday Night Lights quite recently... seasons of Friday Night Lights.
Ferta boys in there.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're all Ferta boys.
Not all of them. Matt Saracen is a good boy, but Tim Riggins is a Ferta boy.
Okay, Tim Riggins is a true Ferta boy.
So I can see it. I think it depends on like what sport. The thing is, hockey Ferta boys exist here because this is Canada, and all of the boys who are like not all of them,
I think
but
you
like
stumbled
this,
upon something. They have to play the.
It's a regional thing.
They have to play the prominent sport.
Yeah. Not necessarily. Like, I've met Ferta boys who are like handball players or tennis players.
A handball playing Ferta boy is a very funny thing to imagine.
Yeah.
But they have to hang out around. I think a handball Ferta boy can like join the Ferta boys, but they can't start the. Like, they can't be a Ferta boy queen and seed more Ferta boys. It has to be based off the dominant sport.
And that's where the Ferta boy queen resides.
Yeah, that's like the backbone of like the community is like the dominant sport.
Yeah, a hockey Ferta boy can only be a Ferta boy queen. It's part of the prophecy.
Yeah, so I assume we just teach them hockey.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about sniping. Okay. About sniping in hockey. You don't have to be particularly good at hockey to snipe. I knew some Ferta boys who played like midget Div 6, which is a very low branch of junior hockey. Mm-hmm. And they would go out on the ice and they would play like a 10-minute, they would play 10 minutes in the game, pretty low ice time. Mm-hmm. And they would have like a couple shots that went wide and they would say, yeah, there are some sick fucking snipes out there tonight, hey boys?
So we teach them how to not even be good at hockey, how to like put skates on and slide around.
I think the thing is like, to make like impressive things in hockey that like, whether they're actually skilled or not, are flashy. How to be flashy in hockey.
Yeah, you gotta learn. You gotta learn some wicked dangles.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, shit like that.
What's a dangle, please?
A dangle is when you got the puck and there's a defender and you deke around him and you try and make a move.
Mm-hmm.
Does deke mean anything?
Yeah, I play basketball. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know like how the lexicons intersect.
The deke is like that doesn't even come from anything. It's just like a nonsense word used by sports people. It means to jerk and weave around them.
Get around someone
fake them out.
It probably like derives from like dodging
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so if you can dangle, if you can have a flashy move or two, if you can do a little spin, do a spinorama shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you can even try and snipe top cheddar, top shelf, or
five hole,
or even go five hole or blocker side, like really. Yeah. Really, as long as you have like a move, I think that you can say that you're sniping. Yeah. But the thing about sniping is that it is also, I think, a large part state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think as long as you...
If you think it's a snipe, then it's a snipe.
Yeah, as long as you think that you're sniping and as long as you tell other people that you're sniping.
It's all about the celly. It's all about the celly.
It's all braggadocio there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when it comes to the bragging, that is the... That's the celly part.
Yeah, I just want to say, while you were explaining all of that, there was like a good like 10 seconds where you said a series of words that felt like I was in an Alice in Wonderland type situation. I was like, I've fallen into like some sort of cryo freeze and awoken a dark future.
There's a lot of words, but they don't have like words for a whole ton of things from what I've seen.
It's just
like,
mainly like, hockey moves.
Hockey moves and like hair. Like
and flow. Sex basically.
Like you can call it flow, you can call it lettuce. and then like lettuce. They usually call your head a dome. And they usually call a haircut a dome chop.
Oh, okay.
Getting a sweet dome chop, get rid of a little bit of the flow, bud.
Damn.
Like that.
Because, like, flow and lettuce also mean money.
Really?
Yeah, in, mm-hmm. like, a hip-hop. Huh.
Cash flow?
Yeah, you got a lot of flow.
Huh.
That means you have a lot of money.
And lettuce, because it's green.
Unless, yeah, that's...
In America.
That's
here in Canada,
obvious,
it's a rainbow. But
that's true.
And like tossing a salad means, like... Putting all the
well, we're
there.
Not going to get into what that also means, because that means something else. And I don't know... All right, but... Let's move to the last subject here is celly. Yes. I had to count it through in my head, like the months of the year.
The
like,
wheel.
Wait, there's wheel and there's snipe. And celly comes afterwards.
Yeah, it's like Santa's 8 reindeer, you know? You mm-hmm. got to remember them all. There's going to be a song for it eventually.
To remember the three things.
Cellying.
So cellying. Celebrating. I think this is the one. What drugs do the Frida Boys enjoy?
A good old Albertan beer.
A good old AGD.
Darts.
Darts.
They love to smoke darts.
What is that?
I think I'm not totally sure here. I think a dart is just like a cheap cigarette.
I thought it was either a cheap cigar or a cheap cigarette.
A cheap
nicotine device.
Yeah, it's not a. They also love to vape.
Wow, really?
Yeah, modern Frida Boys. See, in my time, Frida Boys did not vape, but modern Frida Boys love.
I
don't know.
The Frida Boys blow vape smoke in my face every they fucking time.
They
both
have sick cotton. They jack up the ohms and blast up the sick cotton.
Now here's a field where, for some reason, Sean, you seem to have a lot of the vocabulary down.
No, it's definitely not from actually vaping, because I'm pretty sure if I did that, I'd be in the doghouse. I'd be kicked out of. I'd be.
You'd be sleeping on the couch, eh, Sean?
It wouldn't be a popular move with my significant other. But also I just don't want to. It seems like it's a lot of hassle.
Think of the flavor combinations.
Yeah, and I do want to say that I don't know if you guys are subscribed to the Modern Frida Boy, but it's an amazing monthly magazine. On the cover, there's like Dang, or what was his name? Dong? Dang Dong?
What?
The guy who screwed up was Dumb? He had like a weird Dumba. Dumba.
Wait. Anecdote about Matt Dumba. Another anecdote about
thinking,
Matt Dumba.
I was thinking I think a Miami Heat player.
Matt Dumba. Dumba. Used to wear jersey number 55 on the Minnesota Wild because you read it on the back and it said dumbass. Matt Dumba just thought that this was very funny. And his coaching staff found out sometime this season and like made him change his jersey.
They were like, wait.
That's
I see
hilarious.
What you did there, you little sneak. Anyways, got Matt Dumba on the cover with a sick vape rig. And no, okay.
On the back of his pickup truck. Looking out.
Yeah, looking wistful.
Over those
man,
prairie skies.
Really artfully shot cover. Okay, they love vaping. I assume they love chew.
Chew.
I assume they love some chaw.
I spent a good bit of like my last high school year. You're saying like, you know what? If you want to like smoke weed, if you want to drink beer, if you want to like vape, cool. But like, please stop chewing. This is just like, this is so gross. You're spitting on the carpet.
It's the grossest thing. Mm-hmm. It's so foul. And like Frida Boys, I assume it's like a religion. It's
yeah,
a
there's,
lot of
there's actually like a very big there's a big problem going on in junior hockey where kids are being introduced to chewing tobacco at a very young age.
Yeah.
It's geez. Just like it's just like a locker room thing, which is how much of a culture this
there's
like,
a lot of locker room slapassery, I assume.
Frida Boys so are about the much, locker room slapassery.
There's so much slapassery, but after they slap asses, you know what they say?
No homo, bro.
They say no homo.
Okay, that's important. Because yes. You wouldn't want to be again, I feel like it'd be rough to be a gay Frida Boy.
It's so rough to be a gay Frida Boy.
Yeah. Ugh. But okay, so they do chew. How about weed? Like
weed I don't think is actually as popular as the rest, but I do know.
Weed's not as popular in rural places as it is in like urban centers
because it's harder to find, I assume.
Yeah, it is, and it's just they find other things, at least in Red Deer. At least weed was not a thing
because like here, like in the city, like you can just like kind of stick your hand into a bush and pull it out and there'll be a Ziploc bag full of like just pristine amazing weed. But yeah,
it's different out in the country. I think alcohol is the biggest thing by far.
Yeah, alcohol unifies the Frida Boys.
Okay. Not to get kind of sad here, but meth?
I don't think so.
No, that's not really
them.
I think
that would, like, conflict with the sniping abilities at some point.
How about cocaine?
Well, Coke is a weird one. There would be the rich Frida Boys, a number of Los Angeles Kings players in the offseason.
The wealthy Frida Boys.
a number of LA Kings players.
The landed Frida Boys.
They got, like, they got suspended from the NHL for doing Coke.
Yipes.
So?
Well, that unique subflavor of Frida Boy, the LA King Frida Boy, it's apparently...
I'm sure more than just the LA Kings have done Coke.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of
Frida
Apparently
Coke
Boys.
Is just rampant in the NHL.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Well, that's what leads me to believe that the Frida Boys enjoy
because they want to be
a
like
snifter
the NHL.
Of cocaine once
Again,
in a while.
I don't think they can... It's just it's not very accessible to them.
No. So I assume as soon as they get any sort of money, then it's like...
Yeah.
One-way ticket to just feeling good all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about... Okay, so that's kind of the main ones. It's mainly beer.
Yeah, and in terms of beer, it's specifically like
list some brands here, Mel.
Kokanee.
Kokanee.
I would say Molson.
Molson.
Yipes.
Bud.
Because yeah. I was trying to think of bad beer, but no, I was just thinking of cheap beers and not... That's like expensive
But they
beer.
Like brand recognition.
Oh, PBR.
Oh, yeah, PBR.
Oh, man, I like PBR,
I also
too.
Like PBR. But yeah, they like brand recognition. That's the thing with like Molson and Bud and Kokanee and stuff is it's like... It's a brand thing.
You would never see a Furta Boy drinking some hipster bullshit.
No.
Oh,
like a steam whistle. Can you imagine that?
No.
Steam whistle's not that...
It's not that, but they wouldn't.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's almost always of cans. Very rarely bottles.
Yeah. A bottle of beer? Come on.
No.
Come on, man.
No. That's,
okay. Okay, so Selly. We're still on Selly. Like, what kind of property damage? Like, I assume they just do, like, wild ragers.
There's
out
the fence thing, of course.
They ram into fences. They drive out to the
bonfires.
Field and the bonfires.
Bonfires
they love
a
good
one.
Bonfire. Yeah. Furta Boys love an excuse to pull their pickup truck up somewhere, put down the tailgate, and sit in the back of it.
Oh, yeah. Tailgating is a perennially Furta Boy thing.
Yep.
Okay.
They also...
I think they enjoy like the concept of barbecuing, but
not in practice.
They don't have any actual skill in cooking.
They don't have any
meat
they don't practice to do it. So often where they hang out late at night is mm-hmm. McDonald's. All night
yes.
McDonald's is a big Furta Boy hangout.
Oh, East Hill McDonald's in Red Deer is
the... Oh, so this is a common thing between the sects of Furta Boys.
Yes, this is a thing. I know what you go to any McDonald's and you will find the Furta Boys. That's where
well,
they
not
like
a deep
nest.
City Furta Boys. Well,
but in like if you go to like your town, so if you go to like the McDonald's in Airdrie, the so Red Deer, the Leduc, you're like Lacombe.
It's like if like David Attenborough want to shoot some footage, it'd be like, okay, well we'll post up our cameras at McDonald's
and then
we'll all come
them
there. It's like finding like a watering hole in the Serengeti. It's like, oh, shh. Here they come.
It's the rev of their pickup trucks as they street race here.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
awesome.
honestly I think you could drive through like my local McDonald's, Calgary South Shaughnessy, at like the middle of the night on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And you
just
see
boys.
A parking lot full of pickup trucks.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Red Deer too.
Okay.
But yeah, there's always a specific one too.
And over 18 Furta Boys, I would say like places like you know, like Cowboys and Knoxville's.
Okay, but, so some more country themed.
Yeah, I really do associate country with Furta Boys because when I've like been on vacations with Furta Boys
so
and they're in
music
control,
too.
And when they're in control of the road trip music, it's always this country stuff. But all this, it's the most inane shit. It's
like country rap.
Is it the Tractor Sexy song?
Yeah, Tractor one is always there.
The Tractor Sexy song is an important Red Solo Cup.
Oh yeah, Red Solo Cup is big.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. They love to invoke that phrase.
Yep.
And going back to an anecdote that you said earlier, I just made this connection. They really like a song called "Get Out of My Car," where the chorus goes, "Get out of your clothes or get out of my car."
Yep, yeah.
Ruh-roh, Reggie.
Yep.
and this is like actually a really popular song by a prolific country artist.
This, I think, ends this dark chapter in Furta Boy history.
Yeah.
Or in our history, I guess. If anything, we tried to clean it up as much as possible.
That should be the goal.
Yeah.
I mean, do we really want to do How to Be a Furta Boy? Can it kind of just be the anthropology of Furta Boys and leave it at that?
I don't think we should be instructing people on this. I think it's too dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel morally sound with giving people this
no,
weapon.
I'm thinking this is like a primatology style like observation course.
That's,
like learn about their culture.
So we get the Furta Boy Jane Goodall.
Yeah, it's like and like
the Furta Boy Diane Fossey.
Yeah, it includes like field trips to Airdrie and stuff where it's like, look, the Furta Boys in their natural
you're
McDonald's.
You're like down
habitat.
Like beyond like a hill.
You're
and
saying
you have
they're
like,
in,
everyone has
you're
like
in,
binoculars.
In like a Toyota Yaris, like the least Furta Boy car possible, mm-hmm. and you're just observing.
Well, you don't
want
to anger them.
No, you don't. So, but at the same time, you don't want them to see that you're an imposter.
Mm.
So it's like dressing up as like a tree to go observe animals.
Mm. Because people do that. That's definitely a real thing.
Science.
There are certain qualities of Furta Boys that I find like very appealing. The sense of community, like the way that they talk, it's just so inherently fun
and the thing
to
is,
say Furta Boy sentences.
A Furta Boy's got
it is,
a Furta Boy's back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a sense of camaraderie there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these are some funny words. And I love a funny word.
Yes.
But there's also, of course, a lot of like difficult gender and sex-related things that are a little rough. So yeah, you know what? Let's do the morally right thing. Let's not teach people how to be Furta Boys. Let's teach them
how
about
Furta
Boys,
Furta Boys,
how to understand Furta Boys. And if they choose to become a Furta Boy, that's out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll teach them the good and the bad. And we'll teach them how to tell right from wrong, I suppose. Okay. I like that. I can go to bed a bit easier. Oh. I mean, let's make this clear. Last week or last episode, we literally came up with a course that had death, like a ritualized death.
Yes. Like, I forgot one important for the boy fact, though. They hate any politically left government at all. In every way possible, but they won't explain why.
Just because their dad does.
Yeah. It's just like Rachel Notley's ruining this country.
Rachel Notley started a forest fire.
Rachel Notley started a forest fire and Justin Trudeau helped her.
You heard it here first. Rachel Notley and Justin Trudeau were in fucking bandit masks, old style,
with torches running through the fields.
Yeah, balaclavas, and they were just like
screaming death to big oil as they did.
Death to big oil. Yes. And death to the freedom of speech.
Yeah. Mm. Now, a lot of Furta boys definitely fall into that a different end of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's incredibly unsurprising.
But yes, returning back, sorry.
Yeah, no. So, okay. That's good. All right. So I think we got most of the details
this
down.
This is
we assume we just tested an anthropology course.
It's Anthro 269, a survey of Furta boy culture.
I assume there's some essays you got to write about an aspect.
Yeah.
There's a lot of rich material.
It's trying to understand it. It's what does Selly mean to the Furta boys? Could be an essay question.
Guys, we were fucking around at first, but this is the first course that we've come up with that might actually be really, really interesting. Imagine taking a course called The Anthropology of Furta Boys.
I would take it.
I would totally take that. That sounds really awesome. And you have to
And then we help understand them. You
yeah,
know?
Like there's so many kind of juicy nuggets that we came up with. You could write genuinely an essay about the phenomena of driving people into
Who knows how many more nuggets there are? How many more anecdotes
that's
and all
the thing
that
is,
about these?
So, we are removed from this.
So I'm putting this out there. Elizabeth Cannon, president of the U of C, or any university really who has the cojones to do this, come on, come at us.
Yeah.
I don't have any. You don't even have to ask our permission. Just do it. It's not like we're staking claim over this.
Though we will gloat about it profusely.
Oh yeah.
If it happens.
You don't have to pay us or anything. Just seriously, just do this. It's awesome.
Yep.
I mean, you can pay us.
I mean, here's the thing. Could wet our whistles a little bit.
Also, but guys, knowledge is a gift.
That's true, but so is money.
Mm-hmm.
Money's the best gift you can give and the best gift you can receive.
The best gift money can buy.
Is money. Money that you give to someone.
Yep.
All right. I think we did a genuinely very good job this week instead of the fake good job that we usually do. So, yeah, I'm satisfied. How to understand a Furta boy. And, yeah, that sounds really good. Would you take this class?
I would. I feel like I've already taken this class, but...
You've lived this class.
I've lived this class. Mm-hmm.
You've lived this class.
I think high school me would have loved this class because I just did not understand these strange goings on around me because I was not privy to the details of them.
Mm.
So I think it would be very
useful. Do you think we'd still have Furta boy TAs? We have adult Furta boy TAs who were Furta boys.
Post Furta boys.
Because I assume you don't stay a Furta boy.
Reformed Furta boys.
I think you only stay a Furta boy if you're in an environment where...
There are Furta boys.
Like if you play hockey at any level past high school.
Yeah, it's almost like a field you exit, right?
Yeah.
I guess you can continuously stay a Furta boy if you're in Furta boy culture, but I think most people move on.
I'm very curious to see that because I have a lot of... Because most of the Furta boys I know are graduating from high school this year.
Huh.
So it'll be interesting to track their path after Furta boyhood.
Keep track of that because it might be interesting to see when exactly the flip switches and then all of a sudden they're like
drinking craft beer and going to indie rock concerts.
Yeah, and they're like, I have some problems with what Stephen Harper did for our country.
Yeah. You know what? Feminism's important.
Mm-hmm. I gotta respect women. And they just say that on Facebook out of the blue. Well, no, okay. If that's if age was all you needed to become a normal member of society that wasn't a horrible sexist, then man alive, we'd solve a lot of our problems, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But we're all interested in solving this problem, and I think solved it we did. So thank you everyone for listening. Next week we're going to I think do a bit more of a traditional episode where we're going to put out calls for. Submissions. Make sure to reply. Follow me on Twitter at Williton, WILLETTON. And next time there is a episode being recorded, I will put out a call for submissions. Just tweet at me. You can also tweet at me over the course of the week. I'm sure I'll just save things. And you could follow Mel and Jason on Twitter too. Twitter links are in the bio. Not in the bio, in the episode description. It's getting too long. I'm starting to lose the thread here. We'd also like to thank CGSW for letting us use your space to record. And of course, you should all read The Gauntlet, which is at thegauntlet.ca. Check out all of our stuff. Yeah. Also, sorry for skipping a week. We did just start the new issue. I started my new job. Things got a bit hectic, but we'll be more regular on this in the future. But yeah, thank you for listening. You guys are the best. Signing off, this is Sean Willett, and I am not mad.
I'm Melanie Woods, and I'm also not mad.
I've been Jason Herring, and I am fuming mad.